Good morning and welcome. It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Hey, a voice we have not heard in just way too long. Ken Gilbertson's joining us on the phone this morning. Ken, long time no schmooze.
Well, good morning, Lisa. This is like deja vu all over again. Getting to have an interview with you, this just starts my day perfectly.
It's been too gosh darn long. So,
yes.
We're talking about the favorite activity of many people who wanted to get away from people back before you were supposed to get away from people.
Yes.
We're talking about going camping and how you can manage that and still, you know, keep yourself safe and all that sort of thing. And if you do go camping to unpeople, now is the perfect time to go camping and unpeople, I'm thinking.
Yes, it is. And what's interesting is, with the COVID-19, we're being asked to quarantine and isolate, and yet at the same time, we need physical distance but not social distance. And
right.
One of the things that really helps with the stress of now, but we've known this in general even before COVID-19, nature is a calming experience. There's actually physicians who are prescribing nature instead of anxiety medications. So we've known for years that nature is a good thing, and it's being shown because there's more fishing licenses sold, even by youth, more than ever. Campgrounds are packed. People want to get out in nature.
Now, when you say campgrounds are packed and you think about going out and having that nature experience,
yes.
And then there's the family with the kids,
yep.
That are on, you know, the poor little kids that don't really get it, and the little
yep.
kids are on the parents' last nerve, and there's a certain amount of shrieking and crying and snarling going on, and
yep.
you're thinking, this is not the experience I was looking for.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, there's different levels of being in nature. There's people. I was at Hartley Nature Center the other day, and it was packed with families, young kids, parents pulling children on, you know, young infants behind their bikes or in strollers. There's that level. Then there's levels of going to what we call developed campsites, and that's, you'd find those like at state parks. Boulder Lake Environmental Learning Center has those kinds of developed campgrounds where you can just walk in. And it's close to your car. It's easy. You have amenities like access to water, things like that.
Right.
And then there's remote camping. And the state parks and Forest Service and National Park Service are now opening remote campsites. And those are sites where you have to have a little more skill. I don't know if you'd bring young children. I have friends that do that. But you have to travel maybe a half a day or a day to get to your campsite, or maybe multiple days, depending on where you're going. But remote could be Boulder Lake, canoeing along Boulder Lake and finding a campsite. Or it could be a walk-in campsite. But there's all sorts of opportunities to get into nature, whether it's for an afternoon or it's an overnight. And so, you know, parents that aren't experienced or have young children are still able to get into nature with their kids, and it has a tremendous impact on the kids because they can explore. They can run.
Just get out and see things they haven't, you know. And, of course, I had to make a comment because then there are people who say, yeah, and there's always that woman who camps by herself and she's got the dogs that won't shut up.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, okay. But when you are watching little kids at the same time getting their first taste of some kinds of outdoor experiences that they haven't had before, there's nothing more fun.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wasn't trying to bash parents with little kids.
No,
there's a flip side to that, that
yep.
sometimes, you know, watching them have these experiences and for the first time is absolutely fabulous. And they're so excited to be at the lake. You know,
yeah.
they just can't wait to get out and get running around.
And those build lifelong memories and family unity. And yes, there's challenges, but I have so many of my friends that have taken their kids out in nature from young ages, and now I get to go camping with them as adults or young adults, and it's so nice. So yeah, it can be challenging. You know, actually, the biggest challenge for a parent that I've experienced is just protecting the child from sun and bugs. So that
Oh, yeah,
because their skin is sensitive. But that's easy to do. There's all sorts of insect repellents that are child safe and parent safe. We want to have parents comfortable too. So the idea is that you can go out in nature and you can be comfortable. It's not roughing it, or it's not this big epic endurance event. It's slowing down. It's getting a different rhythm in life. It's getting away from technology, because we're all getting burnt out from Zoom meetings and staring at computers all day. It's a simpler lifestyle.
You know, when I'm interested, I was interested to hear you say that, because there was a time, you know, as you think about camping and you think,
yeah.
oh, what a challenge it is to get the kids, you know, and get everybody off their screens, because,
yeah.
You know, maybe the kids want to spend all their time on the tablet or on the computer or
yeah.
whatever. I love the idea that we're all of us getting tired of it,
yep.
and we all want to put the screens down
yes.
for a little bit, so that all of us together, because parents are sometimes, you know, our generation, Ken, sometimes we're the worst ones because we're so excited. We're like, wow,
yeah.
I remember when a phone was attached to the kitchen wall, you know, and we're so
yeah.
over, you know, I mean, we can be the worst offenders sometimes when it comes to screens.
That's so. Right. And I've seen it so many times, even when I've been out on local trails, because where I live, there's some wonderful trails where I don't have to worry about the COVID-19, but even Hartley or Hawk Ridge, you can keep your distance. And I've talked with parents that they come back in from just being a hike in the woods, and they're like, oh, that was so nice. And they may have only been out an hour, but they're hearing the birds, they're feeling
yep.
the wind, they're seeing things that you wouldn't see around your own yard. So it's really not only beneficial because I like nature, but there's research that is it's amazing how much research is coming up from disciplines like psychology, sociology, that is saying, even from medicine, that is saying spending time in nature is good for a person. And there's not a prescribed length of time. Like I say, you can spend an hour, you can spend multiple days. And I find that the longer you spend, the more you acclimate. And the more you get away from, oh, is the cell phone ringing, or, you know, that kind of stuff. So if you go for a longer period of time, whether it's remote or a developed campsite, leave the cell phone at home. And just look around and appreciate nature. Smell it. Last night as I was sleeping, I could smell the scent of pine trees coming in my window. And I'd wake up and just smile. I mean, it's just, those are so simple. And, you know, I think you know what I mean, because you've experienced those
it
things.
It is an immersive experience. And I
yes.
got to tell you, about the whole cell phone thing. First of all, I find that I'm really twitchy without my phone. Now,
yep.
I expect emergencies where I never expected emergencies before.
Yep.
So there's that. Then there's really good cameras on your phone.
You're right.
And so from that standpoint,
yep.
but, and then once in a while you think, you know, if I was going to camp again, I love this place so much, I think I'm going to. And you can go online and you can make camping reservations from your phone.
Well, Lisa, so... I don't disagree with you. And the paradox is, like, I used to bring a library with me to identify plants.
Right.
Now I have the apps on my phone. And I found a place this weekend where there's just a whole bunch of pink moccasin flowers blooming. And I'm not going to spill the beans on the air. But I just took a picture on using an app called iNaturalist.
Right. And PlantNet.
Yes.
I have iNaturalist. I also have PlantNet, which is really cool, too.
Yeah. So what I'm referring to is I do agree that the cell phone can be with, and if there's an emergency, you don't actually want to rely on your cell phone because often you're out of range.
Right.
However, there is a positive use for it and a negative use. And what I'm referring to is stay off the email.
And you plan ahead.
Yep.
And you say, okay, you know, I'll bring the phone, but I'm going to throw it in my suitcase under the, you know, in the trunk, or it's going to be someplace where I've got to really, really, really want to get at it.
Or use it to engage in nature. Use it in a positive sense, to take those photos, to use iNaturalist. And those really are very positive, and they really do help people to engage in nature. Or to have a better nature experience. But just use that discipline to not keep the rhythm of the busy city life.
Right.
And so those negative things, like having to always check your email or text someone.
Right.
Put those on the shelf, but use your phone to take photos. And that some people really want that comfort because of emergencies. If I were a parent with young kids, I wouldn't want that. So it's not all or nothing, but those are little tips for people that when they go out, to use it wisely and to allow yourself that nature experience.
Be where you are.
Yes.
Do not be in the office. Do not be engaging with people, you know, I mean, people are still going to be wrong on social media when you come back, and you can fight with them then.
Yep.
But engage with the moment. Take a picture or identify something beautiful that you see in the moment. Text something to Ken Gilbertson and say, I remember when you taught me about this, the first time I saw this plant, Ken, in your class. And I'm thinking about you today because I'm out camping or I'm out for a hike and I see this thing. So engage where you are.
Yes, yes. So well said. Because I know when I go home at night, I still want to be checking. It'll be 8 o'clock at night and I'll be checking my email. When I'm in nature, I don't do that.
Excellent.
And that's what you and I are both talking about.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep.
And that is a tricky thing, but you have to realize that you're not going to be as good at your job if you don't turn the job off once in a while.
You are so right on.
And anybody who's ever, you know, had a bad case of the flu has discovered you are replaceable. People can get by without you for a short period of time.
Yep. The world is going to go on.
The world will continue to spin. So a little bit of that humility is really not a bad thing. Ken, it is so great to talk with you, and I really appreciate your comments this morning. We've got some links where folks can get some more information. We'll get those set up a little later this morning on the web post for this, so it'll be easy for folks to find. And Ken, don't be a stranger. Let's talk sooner next time, okay?
Great to talk with you, Lisa, and thank you for this moment. And for the listeners, get out in nature. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thanks, Ken.
Have a good day.
Ken Gilbertson this morning. He's here at UMD. He's a longtime UMD faculty member in UMD's Outdoor Environmental Education Program and one of the very first guests I think we ever had on Northland Morning. And that was a while back. And you don't need to know how long ago that was. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.